If you've ever agonized over drinking out of a plastic water bottle, then that's because you've probably heard rumors that there's a chemical in there that could be harmful to your health. Bisphenol, or BPA, can be found in many places in your home. It's in the linings in your trash can. It makes, like I said, plastic bottles. But many states, half a dozen or so, have banned it from kids' products. There's lots of studies about BPA. Many of them are inconclusive. After 10 years of research, the scientific community doesn't really have a clear consensus on what the effects of BPA are. We're joined now by Denise Grady. She's a science reporter for our partner, The New York Times. So, first of all, why is it so difficult to figure out whether or not BPA is toxic?
A lot of the evidence against it is coming from animal studies. You can't take something that you think might cause problems and test it to people. It's just not ethical. So we have people using rats and mice, and there are many, many, many labs doing these studies, and they all have their own ways of doing them, and they all look at, many of them look at different things to test. So then when you try to compare the results, it's really tough to figure out whether they're all comparable or not. And, you know, the gold standard in science is if you do a study and you come up with results, somebody else has to be able to reproduce the whole thing and come up with the same result. And the studies with BPA seem to be all over the map, and that's part of the reason that there is not a clear consensus.
Well, I understand that this isn't just an American problem, that even the scientists in Europe as well can't really determine whether BPA is toxic or not.
No, what's going on there is pretty interesting, too. There's an organization called the European Food Safety Authority, and they have been saying they think BPA is okay at the current exposure levels. But they decided to take another look at it, and right now they are analyzing more than 800 studies, and they have put off giving their findings twice already because it has turned out to be so much more difficult than they had anticipated. They're supposed to have some results, some kind of a safety opinion coming out later this month. Meanwhile, France has banned it in children's products. Denmark has banned it in kids' products also.
And that's exactly what Senator Dianne Feinstein has proposed. When Congress reconvenes, they will maybe be considering an amendment that would ban BPA in kids' products here in the United States. And it has become a hot-button political issue. Why?
You have a pitched battle between two sides. You know, people who are on the one side are saying this is dangerous, we've got to ban it, and you've got people on the other side saying we have enough of a nanny state already, there's no harm to it, stop talking about it, move on, and stop trying to ban and regulate everything. The United States makes a million tons of it a year, so there's a lot of money involved in it, in selling it, in using it. It's in lines almost every food and beverage can that we use. So you have a huge industry that's tied up in it.
Well, I'm playing it safe. I use a water bottle that is BPA-free. This is Denise Grady. She's a science reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks, Denise.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.